Take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter number 4. And we're going to read the first five verses together. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. And we'll read this responsibly. You join me, if you would, as we come to the second verse. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1 through 5. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. And read verse 5 also, please. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Father, we thank you for all you do for us. So many things that you do, we don't even take time to realize. But Lord, we do realize what you've done for us here in this place. We thank you for the privilege of being part of this work, being part of what you're doing here. Lord, help each of us that we might do our part to make this place a place that you can continue to bless. Now, as we come to the preaching of your word, would you please do something in our hearts? Cause our minds to be focused upon the preaching. Give our preacher your power. Make us more like you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Tonight, the sermon will be very practical. Anybody here could preach it. I just hope that we'll try to live it, not just to be able to repeat it. Tonight, I want to talk to you about how to have a good summer. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. The text here teaches a preacher that he should be instant in season and out of season, meaning that he should be quick and quickly ready to preach and teach the Word of God when it's popular and when it's unpopular. These terms, in season and out of season, means when it's easy and when it's hard. A preacher should be ready to preach when it's quickly accepted or when it's quickly rejected. But he's supposed to be ready to preach whether it's accepted or rejected. The Lord is telling us that there are certain seasons when certain types of preaching are more acceptable, and there are certain seasons when certain types of preaching are less acceptable. Let me give you some examples of what the Lord's saying. For instance, at the New Year season, when everybody's talking about their New Year parties, this kind of preaching is out of season for people. If somebody the weekend before New Year's gets up and throws a fit about people going out and getting drunk and drinking booze, that's usually out of season for some. They don't want you saying that at that time. They talk about not going dancing and don't kiss somebody you're not married to at the stroke of midnight. Don't watch all the filthy beer commercials and the wicked cheerleaders at the halftime games of the football. That's out of season. When you get up and preach that, right there, that New Year season, that's a bit out of season for people. Another thing, at the Christmas season, it's not real popular, or it's out of season, if you will, for some, if you get up and start preaching against going to all the wicked booze parties at work and everything around the Christmas season, or you start throwing a fit about people that miss church to celebrate Christ's birthday, or if we talk about the fact that Santa stole Christmas away from Jesus, and Santa has become more popular than Jesus, and that he's just a myth, boy, that's unpopular. And it's out of season. See, it's not supposed to be Xmas. It's supposed to be Christmas. It's about Jesus Christ. And if you get to preaching at that season, that's a bit out of season for people. At a graduation season, that May, the time of May in schools, at that the graduation season of education, or at the ending of the school year, it's a bit unpopular for preachers to get up, or to some it would be out of season to preach against the public school proms, and I'm against them. I'm against them. And the drunkenness among young people. I wonder how many young people have lost their purity by going to some prom at their public school, and the wicked dances that go on, the graduation parties of high schoolers, and their wicked behavior. And it's unpopular to preach that stuff in the month of May. But the Lord said, you've got to preach the word, you've got to be instant when it's in season and when it's out of season. There are other seasons of preaching or seasonal sins that are a bit unpopular. Tonight in this sermon, I want to talk to you about how to have a good summer season. I do something like this about each year. I call it seasonal preaching. You young preachers, you listen and you learn from it. Do you know something? There are different seasons of the year where people need a touch of a certain truth a little more than others. I have a list of 18 subjects about which I preach. I constantly look that list over. They're the 18 subjects that I use to give you a balanced diet. I'm not always preaching on the same thing. I want to make sure that you have a buffet of spiritual food. I want to make sure that every need is met. Now, there are certain seasons where I have learned through the years that there are certain things that people need in that season. You take, for instance, from about Thanksgiving through the New Year, that's a time when people are depressed a bit, especially those that have lost loved ones, those that do not have a family like they would like to have. It's a little depressing because Thanksgiving and Christmas, those are family times. So there's a bit more depression for people. So during those times, I preach sermons to help people with that depression. Not only that, I preach a bit on finances every December. You say, why? Because everybody gets into the ho, 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 Merry Christmas season so much, they'll go out and spend money like wild people on their credit cards, and they forget in January the credit card bill's going to come due. They're not going to be able to pay their school bill. They're not going to be able to make their house payment. So in December, right before Christmas, I start throwing a fit about people controlling their spending habits. Why? It's a seasonal need. Then, in May, you'll hear me preaching some. In April and May, it's a decision season. You say, why? Because in about April or May, high school seniors and college seniors are getting ready to graduate. They've got decisions of a lifetime to make. Many people that buy houses or buy cars wait until they've made it through the school year and they're coming into the summer. And that's when they want to trade homes or trade cars. It's a big decision-making time. So that's the season when I teach a little more on decision-making. Hey, June, July, and August is the temptation season. In the parts of our country where the weather warms up and the cool falls off, it is a temptation season. So, I hit temptation a little bit more. What's the Bible teaching? The Bible says a preacher ought to learn the seasons of life. And then he ought to strategically preach on those seasons to help the people. Now, it's summer season. I want to talk to you very quickly about some things that will help you with the summer season. Now, some of you are thinking, preacher's getting ready to throw a fit. No, I've thrown enough fits lately. I just want to give you some practical things that's going to help you with the summer season. First of all, number one, to have a good summer season, you should be faithful to all the church services. Now look, just because summer hits, and not everybody's schedule changes. Most adults have a pretty solid schedule, but some of the adults even, the summer hits and your schedule changes. Now you be careful. The devil can get into this thing of your schedule changing because he gets you out of your rhythm of life, and he'll mess up what you do and who you're with. And I say to you, be faithful to church. Teenagers, don't you get a summer job that keeps you away from the youth department and the church services and the soul winning. You be careful now. You'll mess yourself up. Hey, and vacationing should not keep us away from the church services. Let's make sure we're in church. The summer season holds unique temptations, and we probably need a little more of the preaching of the Word of God than less. Remember, I told you some of the seasons. June, July, and August are lust seasons. I just know that. They're times of lust. They're times of passion. I would say May, June, July, and August, more people lose their purity, their virginity, and probably their marriages in that span of months than any other time of the year. I've been preaching for 30 years. Now, my hair makes me look older than I am. I am 46 years old. My hair is 90. But I've been doing this for 30 years, and I have examined the seasons of life, and I'll guarantee you, summer is the lust season. And so we've got to be so careful. You say, how can I combat that? You be in church like you're supposed to be in church. To have a good summer season, you should be faithful to all the church services. There are people who become unfaithful in the summer season because they're doing their yard work. Now, you shouldn't love your lawn boy more than you love your Lord. Don't love the lake more than you love the Lord. So be in church and be faithful. Number two, to have a good summer season, you need to be faithful to all your church responsibilities and duties. We have a more difficult time keeping people faithful to their duties over the summer than any other time. Now listen, let me teach you something. If you have a responsibility in the church and you go on vacation, make sure your responsibility is covered. Don't just walk away and leave it. Don't just leave people high and dry. That's not the right way to do it. That's poor character. And I want you to take a vacation. I'm pleased for you to take a vacation. I love your family. Some of you need that vacation, and I'm all for it. But don't just walk off and leave your duties. Cover them and cover them thoroughly. Think through them. And so, to have a good summer season, you need to be faithful to your church responsibilities and duties. Continue going soul winning on a regular basis. Be faithful to your Sunday school class. Be faithful to your bus route. Be faithful to the bus captain's meeting. Be faithful to your duties as a greeter or a deacon or a parking lot attendant. Be faithful to your responsibility to our grounds department. Now, listen, those of you that help with the ground, don't you give Brother Butch Berman a heart attack. You get out here and you get your duties done. Brother Butch just can't mow all 15 sections of this property every week because you forget or you don't show up. Be in your place. And I'll tell you something, some of you have just done a fantastic job. I mean, oh, faithful and in your place. Those of you that are doing the landscaping around here, Mrs. Roseman, I'll tell you what, she just flat out impressed me. If you've seen what she's done over here in front of the high school, she's just gone out of her way to make it nice. I've seen what the crabs have been working on out here, and I'll tell you what, it's just been fantastic. But let's keep it up. If you want to have a good summer, be faithful to your church duties. Number three, to have a good summer season, you need to stay in your Bible reading schedule. You say, well, Brother Owens, I don't have a Bible reading schedule. Then get you one. Get you one. The summer brings changes. It's a season of lust. It's a season of mixed up schedule, and you need to get in your Bible and read it. If somehow your schedule has changed, be sure that you have established a time for your Bible reading. We need the Word of God. That's all there is to it. You need the Word of God. I need the Word of God. You need to read it. Let me ask you a question. Have you been reading your Bible like you're supposed to? You need to read your Bible every day of your life. Please, I beg of you, read your Bible. It's the only book that God ever wrote. It's a love note from heaven. Read it. Teenagers, I beg of you, over the summer while you're not in school, read your Bible. You children, hey, kindergartners that just graduated, what a fantastic job you did at kindergarten graduation. Stood up here and Mrs. Young showed us how you could read. And we know you can write now. And we know that you know how to add and subtract. But young people, hey, kindergartner, read your Bible now. You earned a Bible by through your speedy reader. Some of you get Bibles. Read that Bible. Read that Bible. If you want to have a good summer, read your Bible like you're supposed to. I said if you want to have a good summer season, be faithful to all the church services. I said if you want to have a good summer, be sure you're faithful to your duties around the church. If you want to have a good summer season, you need to stay in your Bible. Number four, to have a good summer season, you need to be sure that you have established a prayer time for each day and you're praying to your God daily. And I'm not just talking about God bless the food, amen. You know, over the teeth and through the gums, watch out stomach, here it comes. I know that's one of your favorite prayers, but that's not enough. Once again, be reminded that in the summer, there are changes. It's a lust season. Many people fall away from God in the summer. Young people by the dozens fall away from God in the summer. So, you've got to keep praying. I'll tell you something. I'll guarantee you something. If I took the top five or six young people that are struggling with their Christianity in here, and we found out if they have a prayer, if they pray at all, you'd find out most of them do not pray at all. And then we wonder why they're rebellious, they're not close to the Lord, they give their teachers fits, They're bad influences on the other kids in the youth department. I'll guarantee you, they don't pray. They don't pray. I don't like what this church... I didn't mean to scare you all like that. I don't like what this church stands for. You believe in prayer, son?
That's right. Come on.
Do you believe in that? Do you do it?
Good.
One reason why you have problems with other things around the church is you don't pray. You never spend any time with God. And it doesn't matter to me if you're 6 or you're 600. And we don't have any 600-year-olds, do we, Brother English? It doesn't matter to me if you're 6 or 66. You're supposed to pray. So like I asked a moment ago about your Bible reading, let me ask you a question. Are you praying like you should? When was the last time you were on your knees? Can you get a hold of God? For a long time, I love preaching. I didn't ask you about if you love preaching. Boy, I love Mrs. Nash singing tonight. I love that quartet this morning. Well, good for you. When was the last time you were alone with God and you got a hold of heaven? How about it, teenager? Have you reached up to God and God reached down to you and you had a special meeting with Him recently in prayer? You see, to have a good summer, you need to pray. Number 5, to have a good summer season, those of you that go to Martinsburg Christian Academy, you need to continue to live by the rules and the expectations of the school. You say, why? Because those are not just school rules. Those are Bible concepts, truths, and rules that you ought to be living. There are rules that are just right to live. Hey, if a student will continue our rule of a no-touch policy between the opposite sexes, we'll not find you fornicating over the summer. Hey, student, if a student will continue to obey the rule about not listening to rock and roll music and country music and Christian rock music, if you'll listen to that, you'll have a better summer. You'll have a better summer. If students will continue to follow the school rules of dress and modesty and propriety, you'll have a better summer. If students will continue to obey the rules about not cussing, you'll have a better summer. If you'll continue our rules about not stealing, you'll have a better summer. And not gossiping, you'll have a better summer. If the teachers and staff will keep up their soul winning and their faithful church attendance, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to have people that work for me that think you serve the Lord 9 months out of the year, and because you go home over the summer from the Christian school, you think you can live any way you want. Don't you challenge me on that. You got a tiger by the tail. I believe in 12-month Christianity. 365 days a year. You say, well, I'm not employed over the summer. Well, you may not be employed next year. And so I've been here a long time. That can come to an end. Y'all like it when I get tough, don't you? Some of you men right now feel more burly than you ever feel, don't you? Come on, brother. Don't worry, your wife fluffed your tail feathers on the way home, but... You puff your chest now, she'll slap you down later. Hey, keep the rules over the summer. It won't hurt you. Listen, number 6, to have a good summer season, attend the right kind of church on vacation. Hey, you're not to take a vacation on God. You're supposed to be in church. If you go on vacation, you'll be in church Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. Hey, if you'll contact our office, we will help you to find a church that's like us somewhere in America where you go on vacation. You shouldn't lay out a church on vacation. And I don't think you ought to just go anywhere. Hey, listen, I've got something here. Somebody gave me it. These are signs that your pastor needs a vacation. Okay? Signs that your pastor needs a vacation. The first one. His first words to the congregation on Sunday morning are, "All right, listen up, you dirty heathen." It must mean the ministry's working on him a little bit. Here's another one. A sign that your pastor needs a vacation. He falls asleep during his own sermon. Number next. A sign your pastor needs a vacation. He shows up for Sunday service wearing his Bermuda shorts and a tank top. Now, believe it or not, there are preachers out there that do that stupid stuff. If you ever seen my legs, you'd never be satisfied with yours again anyway. I mean, these babies are awesome. I don't wear shorts just to keep America from lusting. It's not that funny, Brother Nash. Signs that your pastor needs a vacation. Every time his cell phone rings, he shouts, "Why can't they just leave me alone?" A sign that your pastor needs a vacation. He announces next week's baptismal ought to be held at the Grand Canyon. A sign that your pastor needs a vacation. You go to his office for counseling, you pour your heart out to him, and he says, "Sounds like you have a personal problem." Sign that your pastor needs a vacation. For the past 2 months, he's preached the very same sermon 3 times a week. Yeah, sounds like somebody needs a vacation. Hey, I'm for you taking a vacation, but remember something. When you vacation, don't leave God. Don't leave God. Number 7, to have a good summer season, stay away from the unique sins of this season. You say, like what? Stay away from the beaches, the nudity, the drunkenness. Hey, you say, but my thirst needs quenched. Have some lemonade. All right? Have some sweet tea. Does anybody drink that other stuff that's not sweet? Yeah. Oh, Ken Davis, you dumb bunny. You drink unsweet tea? Why? Casting into outer darkness. Go where Dula's going. You had to be here to know what we're talking about. Hey, to have a good summer season, stay away from the unique sins of the summer season. Stay away from the wicked summer parties, the 4th of July beer fest. You come out here and be a part of what's going on here at the church. The summer entertainments that are hosted by the world or the devil. Hey, in the summer sometimes those family influences are a little stronger and sometimes the family is not what they ought to be. You be careful now. To have a good summer season, stay away from the unique sins and the unique temptations of the summer. Number 8, to have a good summer season, listen to lots of extra preaching. When I was growing up, thank God, somehow I had the presence of mind to realize that if I were struggling in my Christianity, or I was coming into a season where I thought I could struggle, I just started filling my mind with the preaching of the Word of God. As a young teenage boy, I had a car when I was 16, and then back then we had we were phasing out 8-track, and we were going to cassette. But I would put those cassette tapes in, and I would listen to preaching after preaching after preaching after preaching. And I'm glad that I did. Why? Preaching of the Word of God will help you stay pure. And preaching of the Word of God will help you head off the wrong kinds of sin. Starting next Sunday, through the summer, we have what we call the Kmart Blue Light Special, tapes and CDs. If you remember correctly, all the way through the summer, I put out, at the business table back here, I put out select sermons on CD and tape, and we sell them for $1. Have you noticed I do that every summer? You say, why? Because in the summer, it's a season where people fall away from God. So what do they need? They need more of the Word of God. They need more preaching. And so I do that on purpose. And so starting next week, there'll be some sermons back there. There's one that'll be back there, I think, next week called The Devil's Favorite Season. There's one called What's Wrong with the Beach. We have some sermons that we're putting back there. Pick them up for $1 and listen to them and let them help you. You see, to have a good summer season, you need to listen to lots of the Word of God. Order preaching CDs and tapes and listen to them. Pull out some of your old preaching tapes and your old CDs. Listen to them. Let them help you through the summer. Start swapping CDs and tapes among your friends. Well, you get a good one, go to somebody and say, "You've got to listen to this one. Boy, this is good. This will help you." And preaching will keep you pure. The Bible says that it is the foolishness of preaching that saves them that are lost. Preaching will motivate you. Preaching will change your life. Preaching will keep you pure. Preaching will keep you away from sin. Preaching, God intended for a man of God to take the Word of God in the Spirit of God and preach it to help God's people. And so, over the summer, folks, if you'd like to stay pure, if you'd like to stay clean, if you'd like that the summer season doesn't destroy your Christianity, listen to lots of preaching. Lots of preaching. Some of you young people, you need lots of preaching of the Word of God over the summer. Then, number 9, to have a good summer season, look for sin in your life and be sure you remove it. Look for sin in your life. Be sure to remove it. Look, if the summer season seems to be a more difficult season for living for God, then we should be careful not to go into the summer season already backslidden. I'm scared to death for a few of our young people. Scared to death. They're already backslidden. They're already backslidden. We came to the end of the school year, and when a whole bunch of them were on top level in their Christianity, dedicated, sold out, there's a little handful of them, they were already backslidden, they were away from God, and their hearts were cold. Oh my, what the summer holds for you. It's just going to get worse. And some of you will experience it. You'll see it. You'll see it. Look, if the summer season brings a more difficult season, you don't want to go into it backslidden. You say, well, Brother Owens, what should I do? Maybe you ought to get right with God tonight.
Amen.
Maybe some young person needs to leave your pew tonight, come down here to this altar, and say, Father, I need to get close to you. I'm coming to a season where it's going to be tougher to live right, and I need to get it right tonight before I go into that season. If you're backslidden at the end of the Christian school year, you'll be in worse shape over the summer than what you were during the year. If you're backslidden before the season of nakedness and wild parties and all the backslidden ways of the summer, if you're backslidden before you get started, what kind of a mess are you going to be in as you go through the summer? To make it through the summer and the summer's end, get right with God at the beginning of summer, you got a better chance of making it through the end of summer. Our youth revival's coming up. Thank God for it, Brother Owens. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. We're gonna start the summer by coming right out of the gate with some good old-fashioned, red-hot preaching by a good old-fashioned preacher. We want to help our young people stay pure during the summer. Oh, it's so important. It's so important that we stay close. But listen, if you want to have a good summer, boy, you need to get that sin out of your life right away. Don't play around with it. Don't play around with it. The devil puts extra pressure on people. June, July, and August. I want you to have a good summer season. How do you do it? What do you do about it? Well, to have a good summer season, you should be faithful at all the church services. To have a good summer season, you need to be faithful to all your church responsibilities and duties. To have a good summer season, you need to stay close to God in your Bible reading. To have a good summer season, you need to have a prayer life and be praying to God. To have a good summer season, especially those in Martinsburg Christian Academy, you need to continue to live like you would if you were in school. To have a good summer season, you need to attend the right kind of church on vacation. To have a good summer season, you need to be careful and run from those sins that are unique to the summer season. To have a good summer season, you need to learn to listen to a lot of extra preaching. And if you want to have a good summer season, you need to get right with God at the beginning of the summer, because if you're wrong with God at the beginning of the summer, your chances of making it through the summer without destroying a major part of your life are going to be pretty thin. So it's better off starting the summer right than starting the summer wrong. There's some of you, hey, listen, you know something? We can't always tell who's rebellious. Sometimes there's rebellion down on the inside. Nobody knows it's there. I'm thinking of a young lady right now. She thinks she's got everybody fooled, but she doesn't. She's rebellious. She's rebellious. She better get it fixed. This could be the season. This could be the summer that destroys you. Just about every year, at least one student from our school messes up so bad over the summer they don't come back. How sad. How sad. The devil's out to make this a bad summer for you and a good summer for him. Let's have a good summer. Be instant, in season, out of season. This is a season of lust and temptation. Let's be careful with it. If you're here this evening and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we invite you to the Savior. If you have been saved, but you've never made it public, why don't you come and let us help you? You ought to make that public. If you've been saved and never been baptized, you ought to come and let us baptize you tonight. Somebody here needs to just come and ask God to give you extra strength over the summer. There's somebody here, you're already backslidden. You're getting ready to go into the heat of the battle. All the temptation of summer, you're getting ready to go into it, and you're backslidden and already away from God. Would you come to this old-fashioned altar tonight? Somebody here may need to come and rededicate your life. Who knows? Who knows how to have a good summer? I've told you. Who here would say, preacher, God's spoken to my heart in a special way this evening? And you'll raise your hand and say, God's already spoken to me. I see hands, hundreds of them, all over this congregation. God bless you. Here's what's going to happen. In just a moment, I'll signal to the instrumentalists. They'll begin to play. As they begin to play, we'll stand and the choir will begin to sing. If you need this altar, you come. I want the instrumentalists to begin to play, if they will, right now. Let's all stand to our feet. Choir, please sit in this honor of invitation for us to the altar you come. Don't let that balcony stop you from this altar. You need to come, young people. Some of you that are away from God, why don't you decide to get your summer started right? Let's not make a mistake. Hey, adults, did you know it's a lust season for adults too? It's a beauty season for adults also. Why don't you decide to do it right? Stay close to the Lord. If you've been saved and never made it public, why don't you come? Let us help you do that. If you've been saved and you've never followed the Lord and been accepted, why don't you come? We'll baptize you. You've been saved and you're looking for an old-fashioned Pentecostal Baptist church to join up with. Why don't you come? Don't come under false pretense. Let me tell you something. We're a Christian Bible church. We believe in a hell that's hot and a heaven that's real. We believe that it's separate from the world. We're an old-time religious church. That's the kind of church you're looking for. You've been saved and baptized by a person after your salvation. We welcome you to our congregation. Watch out now. Summer season is upon us. Hey, watch out. Those of you, there's going to be a Carson Baptist baseball league. Your schedule's going to be busy. I can see some of you coming to a ball game on Tuesday night, then not showing up for church on Wednesday night. You better pick church over baseball. You better pick it. Oh, how people get excited about sports. Sports, 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 sports. They wouldn't go soul winning. They wouldn't show up to church faithfully if they will their baseball practice. That's carnal. That's worldly. That's fleshly. You need the altar to come. Thank you, choir. Thank you, congregation. Have a seat if you will.